Tonight's Big Brother Eviction Recap is sponsored by our friends over at Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand is the easy-to-use streaming service that gives you instant access to a wide variety of super effective workouts you can do from the comfort of your living room 24/7. Look, you're busy. You don't have time to work out all day in the Big Brother backyard like Winston Bro and Brett Bro. You need to get in there, get your workout done quickly on your schedule. And that's why Beachbody On Demand is so great, because you can do all sorts of different workouts, resistance training, cardio, all of the different programs like P90X, Insanity, T25, Pyo, Hip Hop Abs, and you can do it on any web-enabled device, tablet, smartphone, Apple TV, Chromecast, and do it from your home where you don't procrastinate having to go to the gym. I started doing Beachbody On Demand a year and a half ago, and I haven't quit yet because it's the easiest way to get a workout in, and they've got a great offer for our listeners, a free trial membership when you text the word Rob to 303030. Text the word Rob to 303030 and you can get access to the entire platform for free. I've been doing Body Beast for a while. I'm looking for some new cardio, so I started doing T25. If I can do it, you can do it. Over 1 million people are currently on Beachbody On Demand, and you can try it for free with that membership for free. When you text the word ROP to 303030, you'll get full access to the entire platform for free with the workouts, the nutritional information, and support totally free. So give it a shot. Beachbody On Demand. Text the word ROP to 303030. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who's ready to celebrate Rockstar's daughter with you, birthday with you. I am Rob Sisterna. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our Big Brother Eviction number 3 recap. We're so excited tonight because we've got a great show after a great eviction episode in a wonderful season of Big Brother. And I'm very excited to have this guest back here with us on the podcast, talk about everything that's going on. Please welcome back from Big Brother 16. He is America's favorite groundskeeper. Please welcome the great Donnie Thompson. Donnie, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about y'all, bros?
Yes, bro. Donnie is here for with us tonight. How's everything going? You enjoying this season, Donnie?
I hadn't enjoyed it this much in a long time since I was in there. So this is, I watch it for a TV show, and it's very entertaining.
It's been very fun. Of course, a man who I think is also still having a lot of fun here in Big Brother 20, the great Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm great, Rob. I just want to shout out, happy birthday, Rob. Happy birthday to my brother, my sister, both of my parents, Rockstar's daughter, and also support your troops, man.
Bean.
Oh, yeah. You can't forget Bean.
Don't forget Bean. Okay. We got a lot to get to here tonight. Hashtag RHAP to get your questions. Let me throw out a little extra bonus for you all. People who want to come out and see us, Stephen Fishback and I, at the live Survivor Know-It-Alls in October. Have not given out the link yet for tickets for that. If you want to jump in on tickets for that, robhasawebsite.com/S37KIA. All right, let's talk some Big Brother. And Donnie, it was Winston who went out tonight, not Brett. Did you have a horse in the race?
I actually did. I do like the alliance of Falte.
Yeah.
I like the alliance of Falte better than level 6 or 5 now. But I was glad that they lost because I wanted Winston to go home. I like Brett. He's got more of a personality. You know, we've got a lot of personalities in there, but we've got a lot of lacking personalities, and Brett does have one. So I was glad he stayed for the entertainment purposes. Yeah. And I can understand both ways. I can understand why Falte wanted Winston, but I can understand why level 6 wanted Brett. It made sense both ways, but I got what I wanted.
Yeah. It was an interesting split where the alliance that they were both in, both alliances realized who the better player was. And they said the people that were in the alliance in level six said, okay, we need to hold on to Brett. He's the better player for our side. And also the people from Faute said, okay, he's the better player. We need to get him out. So really right. Both sides were voting that Winston was the dumber guy. And Taryn, any surprises for you in tonight's show? Or did this go exactly as you expected?
It pretty much went exactly as I expected. Obviously, was not expecting Brett's speech, which I loved, both in terms of entertainment value and also just in terms of like just throwing a chaos bomb into the house. Saying that Rockstar came to him earlier, saying that she was going to flip her vote and blame it on Caitlin. Obviously, this didn't happen. He's lying about this, but really caused a big stir, and I guess took some heat off of the real swing votes, at least in the moment. And just in general, his speeches have been top notch. I hope we get many more to come.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to talk a lot about this tonight. It got the desired result. Here is a little piece of Rockstar going off on Brett tonight.
Disgusting. Disgusting. I can't believe on my daughter's birthday that you would drag my name through the mud like this. You are disgusting.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Donnie, not since you played with Devin have we had this much impact from a daughter in the game.
I know. That was amazing. To take away from Julie Chen on live TV and let them argue like that, that was good.
Yeah. Donnie, I was like, forget about Winston. Let's stay with this. We'll catch up with Winston whenever.
Yeah. We never seen Winston go black and white, did we?
No. Nobody was looking at the memory wall. Maybe we'll get that on Sunday. But
that was great television, yeah.
Yeah. Did you like that move, Donnie, for Brett to create these fireworks between himself? Rockstar really hates his guts. She campaigned against him all week. He tried to put some friction between Caitlin and Rockstar. Caitlin's so crazy that maybe she buys it. What do you think about this plan?
Yeah, I don't think she'll buy it. This was some of his BB mist he was shooting out all over everybody. That mist that Scotty was talking about. I think it was to benefit Tyler to hide his vote. So, I think Tyler's playing one of the better games. So, that was supposed to hide that vote. That's what I have a 90. But, I think they'll figure it out.
Taryn,
I think people like Scotty have figured out.
Yeah, let me ask you, would this have made more sense for Brett to do this after the vote, for him to expose it and then have the vote come in 6-5? Do you think that this was the worst way to do this?
I mean, I don't think that Brett really intended this to be a strategic move. I think he intended this to be an entertaining move. I think that Brett is playing to the cameras. Mm-hmm. And so in that sense, I think it was the correct time to do it. I don't think there's any real intent to be like, all right, I need to do this at the perfect time to make the perfect, like, I don't think he expects anyone to believe it. And like, even just when Rockstar is confronting him, it's disgusting. My daughter's birthday. He's like, you're really not going to own up to a rock star. Like, he's playing with her. Like, he's just having fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really fun to watch. I'd love to know now, going forward, Donnie, do you think that Brett can rebound from this? Taryn and I, last summer, we went back, we watched Big Brother 2, and we saw, Will and Boogie, and Boogie was the more explosive player. He went out early, and then Will was able to ride it out and ultimately win the game. Do you think that Brett could go on a run without Winston holding him back?
I hope so. Yeah, I do. I think he could. If someone from Faute gets to power now, they may go after the two girls, Rachel and Angela, if mm-hmm. that's their name.
Yeah, but, Angela's the tough one.
They may not see him as a duo no more. He could start buddying up with Fessy, So I could see him going pretty far now.
Yeah. Taryn, are you
so likable?
Are you amused by Brett's antics?
I tweeted this out, Rob, tonight. He has won me over. I'm really enjoying Brett's antics. I was pretty anti-Brett preseason when the show started. I was like, oh my God, it's a couple of bros. I think I was kind of late on the bro train, but man, between the veto speech and then this one, I finally am kind of seeing what the house guests see in Brett in terms of his entertainment value and his humor. I still think he's a relatively average player. I think this move, while entertaining, you know, is definitely going to make him more of a target. But that's good for his alliance and one of the reasons why they kept him, and very good for our viewing pleasure.
Yeah, Donnie, I also think that Winston loved Brett a lot more than Brett loves Winston. Like, I think that Brett's going to be fine and not miss a beat without Winston, where if Brett got voted out, I think that Winston would be still obsessed and talking about Brett every step of the way.
100%. Yeah, it showed it tonight. He was in the bathroom with Angela, as pretty as she is, and she was coaching him, giving him some help. Well, Brett walked in and he just quit listening to her, and he lit up and just, you know, it was like it was a little strange, but yeah, you're correct.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have the wall competition going on. We'll do spoilers. We'll check in about 45 minutes or so and see where everybody is at and get to that. Donnie, I would love to get your take on Sam, who we spent a lot of time with. And, you know, she has been a person who, she got this power from America. We spent time with her. We got to visit with different members of her family. We found out some interesting facts about her tonight.
She loves to paint. Sam also became very interested in taxidermy.
She's interested in taxidermy. Nobody knew that.
I don't know. Hey, this was they done a hometown visit on the 11th episode for me. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the earliest they had ever done a hometown visit. What episode is this?
This is, I mean, only the eviction for week 3. So I don't know what episode number it is, but it's early.
So she's got me beat, and she's really high on Joker. So, yeah, they're painting a great picture. Yeah.
Yes, much like Sam, the artist. They're painting a wonderful picture for Sam. Tara, what do you make of this, that we got a hometown visit for Sam this early on?
I mean, it was surprising. This actually, Donnie, is in fact the 11th episode of the season. Uh-oh. So there you go. Yes.
America's favorite.
they're really going all in on Sam. I think they found that she was a very popular house guest at the beginning, and she hasn't done a whole lot in the game. So they're probably looking for a way to keep her involved in the show, especially since she has this power. A way to have her still be relevant to what's happening, so that they can show the power and all of that, and then keep her in the minds of the viewers.
Yeah. She came across very well. We got to see like her family life, her work life and everything. We found out this about her as well.
She is a femme fatale all the way.
A femme fatale all the way, Donnie.
I don't know what that is.
This is the person who said it. Do you think that Sam should have used the power? We got that teased a little bit, that she had the opportunity to use it on one of the bros, because now it's going to go to whoever ends up going out this week.
Yeah, no, I don't think she should have used it. I'm glad I didn't think she would. I just think there was a tease. I think she done right, because who knows, she might be in danger next week, but I don't think she is. But one of her friends may be, you know, Tyler, Casey, whoever she is close with, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. This week is going to be interesting. It's kind of like they've done this. I'm glad they didn't build a humongous wall and spend a lot of time on it. I'm glad they just stuck some trees up, because this may be a wasted week.
Yeah. No, it's very interesting, Taryn, because they ended up having this endurance competition. So it's sort of set up as like, oh, this is the most important HOH yet. All these other HOHs, they were sort of, you know, Tyler ended up winning that one where he had to do a go on the balance beams. But the last two were sort of like, we had a luck one. We had like a watch the pineapple video one, which really could have been anybody's. But now this one, okay, this now we really mean it, endurance comp. And it's going to be a week that potentially is irrelevant.
Yeah, I don't really get that. I think that the intent behind this rule was to force the power to be used so that, you know, they didn't just give it to somebody who never needed it in the first 4 weeks and then it just goes away. But I feel like forcing it to be used is only going to, as we're talking about, make the weak feel pointless and irrelevant, because we know that the power is going to come into play. Obviously, for the show, they can just play up the fact that it's like, oh, but it's only a chance. But I think for the most part, we're all going to assume it's not really a chance. They're probably like 95% going to get back into the house. So definitely not a fan of this rule. And in terms of like whether it was the right move for Sam to play it this week, I think it's a really tough call. I think that without Bailey's power in play, it was the wrong move to not play it. I think that if Sam had used it, it would have kept their numbers. That would have been the better option, especially if she's forced to use it on an enemy this week. However, with Bailey's power in play, if they can get Bailey to flush her power out this week while Sam still has her power to counteract it, then it is kind of a net positive. Then it would be the right decision to not use it this week. So it's very outcome dependent, I think.
Johnny, do you suspect the person who ends up winning HOH this week will be somebody who does not know about Sam's power app?
Yeah, I think they all know it by now. They all blabbed it. So unless little JC wins, and he might not know, but I have an idea he does.
Taryn, how many people in the house know about the power app? Because I know that there was some talk about what the timing was in terms of when it expired.
Yes, I believe everybody in the house knows that Sam has the power now. However, most people are under the assumption that it expired this week, because Tyler told Sam to lie about when it expired, so Sam did so. There was some speculation that production might have stopped her from doing that and may have forced her to say otherwise, but I have seen no actual proof that that happened. So as far as I'm aware, they are all convinced that Sam's power has now expired, and the only people that know it hasn't are Tyler and Casey, I believe.
Okay. Donnie, I'd love to get your thoughts on some of these other players in the game. Scotty was the HOH this week. He went after the bros. How are you feeling about Scotty coming out of this week?
I like Scotty. Every week, well, almost every episode, but every week things change. Like I liked Sam, then I started liking Tyler. I would say Scotty is my favorite guy as of right now. Scotty and Tyler, but mostly Scotty. I like the way he done that. They was kind of trying to bully him and force him, and he stood his ground, and I was really proud of how he handled his HOH.
Yeah. You mentioned Tyler, and we got to see some fun moments with Tyler tonight as the person who is caught in the middle between the two sides. And we got to see a little bit of Tyler talking with Caitlin. Caitlin was so taken with Tyler after he told her, hey, I'll do whatever you want. Caitlin told us this, Donnie.
No man has ever said that to me ever, not even my boyfriend.
Wow. Taryn, what do you make of that?
I mean, all she wants is for somebody to just do what she says. And I think we're kind of getting to the root cause of her relationship issues.
Yeah. Taryn, does that speak to you at all about the status of boyfriend Joe's release? Is she allowed to talk about him in some sort of a third person if she doesn't talk about him by name?
I think they decided to not let him pull the release. They do cut the feeds occasionally when they start talking about them, but they clearly haven't told them not to talk about him. And he's now been referenced on the show a few different times. They even didn't blur out his picture a few other times after they did blur it out the first time. So I think they're at the point where they're like, you know what, this is too good. I'm sorry, dude. Yeah. We're gonna keep it.
Donnie, it's like the Hotel California with these releases. You can check out anytime you want, but you can never leave.
Yeah. I don't, Caitlin is not my favorite player in there.
What?
She's definitely what's making this season so great. Mm-hmm. You know, she's getting 80% of the television time.
Yes.
I'm enjoying every bit of those big, crazy eyes. Yeah. She's very entertaining, and I hope she lasts a pretty good while.
Well, it was a great moment where, and this was a quick turnaround, that yesterday morning, Taryn, that Rockstar got stuck on the wall? Or was that Tuesday?
I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, so they had the rock climbing wall. And I'm surprised. I'm like, I feel like that would be so much fun to go climb on that rock wall. I know that probably, Donna, you felt like you were wanted to climb the walls when you were in the Big Brother house. But now they let them do it. And I feel like that they rarely have ever done it, Taryn. I mean, is before yesterday, had they ever really been climbing on the rock wall?
They do occasionally. It's just another activity to do. So, it's not, there's not usually much activity around it, except for when Rockstar gets stuck.
Yeah. So Rockstar got stuck, and it was great foreshadowing for the wall challenge, which was going to come up later on in this episode. And she was stuck up there. And then life coach Caitlin came in to save the day, Donnie.
Yeah. Well, it made it look like she was trying, but then there at the end, it made it look more like Haley was actually coaching her to come down. So, yeah.
No. I think it was Caitlin's advice, because the wall was a metaphor that you have to let go. There's something that Rockstar won't like. Maybe it's her hatred for Brett that she won't let go of, and that's why she can't get down off the wall. But Rockstar rejected that.
What am I trying to let go of? This wall. I'm trying to let go of this wall.
Let's try climbing.
I really love this idea that, like, Rockstar clearly went into this season thinking, I'm the quirky one. I'm the weird one. I had a unicorn walk me down the aisle. I've got these big glasses. And then she ran into Caitlin, and now all of a sudden she's like, this girl, man, what is she even talking about? Like,
I don't know where this girl is coming from, but I am definitely the person with the metaphysical powers in the house.
Yeah. that's pretty good. Yeah.
That's only Diary Room Rockstar.
Yes, but that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What about some of these other players in the house? Donnie, what do you think of JC?
I like JC. I think far as entertainment-wise for the TV show, I think Caitlin is the most entertaining, and JC could be the second entertaining. They don't show them a whole lot, but anything they show is pretty doggone funny.
Yeah.
And just look at the little fella with his little bald head. He's cute as a butt.
Yeah. You like the relationship with him and Fessy?
I do. Yeah. I'm glad they showed that. Yeah. Because I watch it just for entertainment and, all that. I enjoy it a lot. Yeah. Anything funny or drama, and I'm not involved, I enjoy watching it.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody in this cast remind you of anybody from Big Brother 16, Donnie?
Oh, let's see. Not really. When it first came on, I was thinking JC might be like a Frankie, but he's not one bit. So, Steve was nothing like a Derek. Instead of the summer of Steve, it's the summer of Caitlin.
Summer of Steve 2018.
It's summer of Caitlin, Taryn. Do you like the sound of that?
Yeah, as long as it means that she stays in there the whole time and does not get released into the wild.
Yeah, Donnie, Taryn is terrified that Caitlin is going to get out of the house and use her metaphysical powers to find him.
Oh, she'll be busy for a long time before she worries about Taryn.
Let's talk a little bit about Winston and how he ended up going out. He stormed out of the house, Donnie. He was quite upset, did not stop to give hugs to anybody. He threw something on the ground. Julie asked him, what was it that you threw on the ground, Winston?
You threw something on the ground. Yeah. So I guess we won't need that anymore. What did you throw?
Yeah, it was a friendship bracelet from Sam that she made me.
Oh.
Yeah. Sammy sweetheart.
Nope. Not, no sweetheart to Winston. She threw his friendship bracelet on the ground, Donnie. Can you believe it?
Friendship.
Yeah. It come to find out, he was right about her. She voted for him to go.
Yeah. Taryn, I liked that Winston was like, well, I felt like we had it all locked up and then something must have changed last minute. But Rachel, she gave it all away. 1 hour right before, she gave up the game. She showed me that she wasn't with me because she was looking right at me.
Yeah, coming from the guy that literally was just talking about how shocked he was because he did not expect it. I was really surprised, actually, to hear a lot of this from Winston, because it kind of seemed like he was accepting of his fate in the House, especially when it came to his own alliance. He was kind of just like, guys, I don't want to know. I don't want to know what you decide. I guess he really just, like, when he was talking to the Faute side and they were telling him that they had the votes locked up, he was like, okay, great. I'm just not going to do anything then. Because I really just felt like part of him knew that his alliance wasn't going to vote for him. And he was just kind of accepting of that. But apparently not. He was really pissed.
He was very upset. Julie asked him about, like, was it a good idea for you and Brett to be so demonstrative in your bromance?
Because a lot of people in that house think that we are really stupid with this game, and we're not.
Well, I mean, let's not go crazy. Maybe not the best idea, Donnie.
Yeah, well, the way he handled himself on stage in a situation like that, I think I didn't like him a bit in the house, none whatsoever. He seems more likable outside the Big Brother house.
Winston?
Yes.
I mean, it's a low bar.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely didn't like him one bit, but yeah. How he handled himself on stage in a situation, and I know that's a bad situation, he seemed a lot more likable outside the game.
Yeah. Taryn, we saw that Brett made, this really great speech. I felt like he really owned the moment where he took his time. He's like, oh, guys, I'm so nervous. But, you know, all you girls in the house, you all look so nice tonight. And then he buried Rockstar after that. And I think he took all the air out of the room, because I know that Winston was practicing this dumb rhyming speech all day today. And then he just couldn't do it. He was like gushing about Brett when he was up there.
Yeah, you know, they talked about, like, whether or not they should really, like, go full force with their speeches, and Winston did kind of talk about it afterward, like, I had another one planned, but I thought I was going to stay, and I didn't want to cause a big stir, and so I'm sure that's another reason why he felt like Brett was definitely leaving, because Brett made this crazy speech, and he's like, okay, well, Brett's probably going then. If he's going to go with the crazy speech, I'll go with the good one then, yeah, it's unfortunate that we never got to see Winston unleashed, because, he definitely had it in him.
Donnie, do you think that Winston chickened out, or do you think he couldn't remember his speech?
I think he was he's so infatuated with Brett. While he was sitting there looking at him, he just forgot everything.
Yeah, he couldn't go through with it. Donnie, how do you think that Winston would have done in the house had Brett not been there?
I still don't think he had. He didn't seem like he had much of a personality for what I saw. I watch a little live feeds, but not a lot. But he didn't. He done those funny faces. And see, they noticed, because I heard him talk about it. You know, it's like, how about those faces he makes? So it was a little bit of odd. He don't fit in. And I think Brett just jumps around and talks to everyone, even people outside of his alliance. So I don't think if Brett was in there, Winston would have done any better. Brett will do better without Winston than Winston will do better without.
Yeah, Taryn, could you make any comparison between the last 2 weeks of evictions that we've seen here on Big Brother? Where do you feel like the showmance that was broken up last week has any parallels to the bromance getting broken up this week, where Swaggy C was so distracted with Bailey in the house? Could you say the same about Winston, where had there been another world where he did not find his ultimate bro soulmate, that maybe this would have been a different story for Winston?
It's definitely possible. My instinct is to say no, but Rachel and Angela have talked about, like, you know, Winston seemed like a different person the first few days in the house. Then he, like, really hooked up with Brett, and it seemed like Brett broke him and turned him into the bro that he became. So, you know, maybe there is a version of Winston that is the person that we all kind of thought we saw preseason, but I don't think we'll ever find out. Rob.
Yeah. Okay. Donnie, I also want to commend you that if you can catch this, I mean, if you're listening to the audio podcast, you can't see this, but Donnie tonight is sporting a RHAP t-shirt. Donnie, we always appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. I like
that's cute. Woo-hoo. Real cute.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Donnie, so we get to the wall comp at the end of the show where we are going to be seeing everybody battling it out. Caitlin says that she feels like she has an advantage.
I'm a New Yorker, baby. This is nothing.
This is nothing. She's a New Yorker. She's got this.
Well, I think out of the girls, she'll do pretty good because she's short. Mm-hmm. She's light. So I think out of the girls, she should do pretty good.
Taryn, would you be up for, or have you recovered yet from Caitlin's last HOH week? Could you handle another Caitlin HOH potentially this week?
It would be pretty exciting, Rob. You know, she was very, very dead set about Brett leaving. She was very personally offended, and similarly to Rockstar, disgusted at the idea that anybody would vote to keep Brett after what he did to her in that veto speech. So the idea that, you know, not only did four women vote for Brett to stay after what he did to me as a woman? Four women voted for Brett to stay, and then Tyler, the person that she was desperate to. She says she's obsessed with. She wants. She was like so happy that he's going to do what she told him to do. The fact that he also voted for Brett to stay. This could be very explosive, especially if she hits power. As we know, it goes to her head. It could be a very exciting week, Rob.
Yeah, and just think the legend of Caitlin would only grow of, I'm just a little girl, 4'11", I came into the house, I was counted out, I was left for dead, I won HOH, the house turned on me, everybody voted to keep the person who mocked my abilities in the house, and I won HOH again, and the legend goes on and on, Donnie.
Yeah, I think it'd be neat if Britt could somehow win and then get like HOH-itis and then be real cocky all week and then make have two people on the block and then neither one of them go home.
Yep, that'll be good. And then somebody, a lot of talk, Donnie, about somebody getting Shima'd this week where they go through all this trouble to get everything in place, get their nominations up there, send somebody out, and then they come right back in the door.
Oh, yeah.
And they throw some equipment in the pool.
But it could be worse, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I want to start to bring in some of the questions that we have for Donnie. Also, Donnie, I have to give you a shout out from Justin Whaley, who is hitting up the super chat. Really wants, would love a shout out from you, Donnie.
All right. Well, hey, Justin.
There you go.
What'd you say his name was?
Justin Whaley.
Hey, Justin Whaley, how you doing?
Okay, all right. It was very important to him. Okay.
Okay.
Let's bring in some questions here from Kyle, who says, Donnie, how many people have approached you about similarities between you and Sam? Do you feel like that Sam is a similar character to you? I've heard her also described as a female Donnie.
Yeah. I'm not approached by people a lot because the people I don't really know a lot of people that watch. If it wasn't for my Twitter, you know, there ain't a lot of people who watch Big Brother in Albemarle, North Carolina. But on Twitter, I do see some people saying similarities. I think, you know, after my likability of Big Brother 16, I think it is, you know, they would like a character like that. However, I do see some qualities. You know, she's got the country accent. She's funny. But was I a doggone whiny?
No.
Lord.
And there's been a lot of talk about whether or not she's going to stay in the game, which I don't believe was ever an issue with you, Donnie, right?
Well, I knew what was going on, and I had to win some competitions. But we'll see if she can win. I just don't know. I like her. You know, like I say, everything changes. Like before the show aired, I liked Rachel because I had met her before.
Oh, really? How'd you meet Rachel?
Me and Michelle Costa, LaJuan and Parker went to Las Vegas, and James Ryan hooked us up at
some place,
and she was there. And so she was very nice. Absolutely. She even took us to this other place and then drove us back to our hotel. So she was very nice.
Wow. But,
she's
really hooked up. Taryn, did you know about this?
I think she might have talked about it on the feeds. I can't remember. She's known some people, some past house guests. So it's not that surprising.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
She was there with a lot more. She was there with the twins and Brittany from my season. And she was there with a lot of people. And then we kind of showed up and them other people left. So,
yeah. Wow. I know this is so connected.
Yeah.
Well, you get that James Ryan connection. You can go anywhere.
Lot of people get that. Okay.
He's got some BB missed.
He's got a lot of things. Okay. Let's go to Scott, who says, what is Caitlyn's next hit going to be? Donnie, do you believe in Caitlyn's metaphysical properties?
No, I don't believe she's got anything no more than I got. I don't know who she would, let me think who she would go after if she got head of household. My word. I don't know. Maybe Rachel and Angela. I don't know.
Taryn, who would be on Caitlyn's hit list?
I mean, yeah, definitely Brett, but also, you know, the people who voted to keep Brett. So if, you know, Tyler apparently plans on lying about this vote, if he can get away with it, he might be able to avoid her her ire. But it's hard to imagine how he would get away with it, because who else is there to blame? And I think she'd be really pissed. And I feel like there's a chance. I feel like she probably wouldn't put him up. She would probably just use this to get more attention from him, but she would definitely threaten to put him up if she didn't get the attention. And I don't know if Tyler is able to give her what she needs.
I mean, call me crazy, Taryn, but isn't this a great opening for Brett to show Caitlyn just a little bit of attention? And I really feel like it's harder to go from indifference to like than it is to go from I hate your guts to like. I feel like that the fiery emotion is already there. If he just came in and showed her just like a little bit of attention, a little bit of charm, I feel like that Tyler would be like, oh my God, thank God, I'll tag out. You jump in there, Brett.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely possible. He could do the thing where it's like, you know, the only reason that, you know, I did that speech is because I like you too much, and it's you had a boyfriend, and it frustrates me. So I took it out in such a bad way, and I'm sorry. But you know, now we can, you know, screw your boyfriend. We can be together. Like.
Yeah. And you could see him in the diary room talking about like, oh, I want nothing to do with Caitlyn, but I'll do whatever I have to do to, you know, I feel like he could really own it as a TV move, Donnie.
Oh, yeah. I think any of the guys could swear over. I think even little JC could swear over.
Well, that would be an achievement. That would be something. All right. Dalton says, if level six was serious about their lines, why didn't they pressure Sam more to use her power? Taryn, how much did level six try to get Sam to use the power this week?
They did make some attempts, but honestly, you'd think they would have tried harder as well. Like, I think that there was a lot more they could have done. There was a lot of time that they could have spent trying to get her to use the power. But, you know, I feel like just kind of her sort of nature, which is very like, unstable. I feel like they didn't want to, like, if they felt like if there was any chance to get her to use the power, it was to appeal to her emotionally. And so they didn't want to like overwhelm her. They just wanted to make her feel like good about them and that she likes them. But unfortunately for them, I think ultimately, you know, people like Tyler and Casey were in control of whether the power was used or not. And they didn't know that.
Yeah, Donnie, do you feel like it was selfishly also that they felt like, well, in case all hell breaks loose next week, at least we still have it in the back pocket?
That's what I was thinking when you asked him. I thought if they truly knew how it was going, it was selfish. They want it for themselves, possibly. Mm-hmm. It may benefit them next week if they knew how it was really going. Did anybody know how it really is, or did they think it was going to end this week?
I mean, Tyler and Casey knew that it was going to end this week. I believe Casey told Angela, so they knew they know that it's not ending this week, that it's going to end next week. But there was definitely, I think the reason they didn't want her to use it this week was just in case something happened next week, there'd be this sort of backup plan. And so that definitely prevented the use of the power.
Okay. Cynthia says, do you think that Tyler told Brett instead of fake blaming the flip vote on Caitlin to blame it on Rockstar? Is he protecting Caitlin here? Let me ask a simpler version of this question. Taryn, was Tyler in cahoots with Brett on this, where to give Tyler cover for the flipped vote? Did they work on this plan together to blame it on Rockstar?
Not that we saw on the feeds. It could have been cooked up once the feeds had gone down. But no, this seems to have come mostly from Brett, but it definitely seems like he also, like, part of, you know, part, I think he was mostly doing this for entertainment, but part of it was also to kind of like make a kind of play to cover for people like Tyler and JC who had promised their vote the other way.
Okay. This is somebody responded to something you tweeted earlier tonight. Particle Man said, I would prefer that you refer to him as Mr. Mistacular. You're clearly under his mist after Taryn tweeted, Brett is fantastic. He's really won me over. Will you refer to Brett as Mr. Mistacular, Taryn?
No.
No.
No. Okay. I will refer to him as Bro Brett if you want me to, but not Mistacular.
Okay. Caroline wants to know, did Winston say that he was pulling the strings in his alliance?
Did he?
Yeah, whatever. You know,
he said him and Brett was, yeah.
We'll
yeah.
let Winston think, you know, whatever he wants to think. Donnie, how do you think that Winston is going to do on the reentry back into society?
Well, what I seen on stage, I was impressed with it. I think he might could be like Jesse on Canada, maybe not quite that good, but I think
not as he'll woke. Do a lot.
Yeah, he'll do a lot better than what he was in the house. That's what I think. I mean, he's got nothing to lose at this point.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have a bunch of little fans to. With his ego.
Okay. Let's do one more question. Then let's do the update on the HOH competition. Okay. Let's go to this question here. Paul Borges wants to know, did I miss the part where Sam made the decision not to use her power? I don't recall ever seeing her being posed the question. Taryn, do we have any sense of how the power app would have worked had Sam decided to use it? Is it like a hidden immunity idol? Does she stand up at the eviction and say, hold on? Hold that thought. Don't go anywhere. I've got something. Does she play it in the diary room? How does that work?
Based on how Julie was kind of talking about it, I kind of assumed that that she would say it when she came in to vote. Like, hey, Julie, I'm voting to evict Winston, and also I want to use my power.
What if she got blindsided?
What do you mean? Like it didn't go the way she wanted?
Yeah. What if she was like, okay, I'm voting out. I vote to evict Winston. Sorry, Winston. He's going to go home. And then it's like, wait, hold on. Wait, Brett went home. Okay. Hold on. Julie.
That's true. Maybe it was sort of an immunity idol kind of thing, and she can just pop up whenever she wants.
What do you think, Donnie?
I think it would have been after Julie said by a vote of 6-5, I think that, you know, she would say, Winston, you've been evicted. And then I think that she would say, hello.
Yeah.
I have this ass.
How would it go, Donnie?
Excuse me, I got this app.
Donnie, what's better, the BB App Store or Team America?
Oh, Lord. Team America.
Oh.
It helped me out. Hey, they took me out, but hey, I wouldn't have made it to 70 days without them.
Wow. All right. So Taryn, correct me if I'm wrong. We do have some, a conclusion in our HOH competition tonight.
We do.
Okay. All right. Donnie. Okay. So we're going to switch gears. Do you have anything else that you want to share with people before we talk spoilers?
No, not really. I just like this season. I like the majority of the characters, the one that they show on TV, the ones they don't show. I don't know who they are,
mm-hmm.
but I am enjoying this season.
Donnie, when you were a have-not, did you ever sneak cookies out of the refrigerator and take them into the bathroom with you?
I watched that last week. I like Kevin. I met him a couple times. He is wonderful. He's invited me up to Boston, I think.
For Thanksgiving?
Yeah, well, not Thanksgiving. He just invited me up to Boston to show me around. I never snuck nothing. No, I played by the rules as good as I could.
Yeah.
I didn't think slop was that bad.
Okay. Yeah, I saw a couple news articles were written about Kevin talking about sneaking the cookies. And please, don't get me in trouble, anybody. Come on.
It's talking about Kevin cheating. I read this.
Oh, my God. Please, the Big Brother has enough controversy. They don't need Kevin eating cookies. Okay. All right. We're going to get to the spoilers. Okay. So we are going to bounce out. If you don't want to hear about this, you want to wait to find out on Sunday night. We'll be back with another live recap after Sunday night's very special episode of Big Brother 20. Jackie from Big Brother 17 will join us live on Sunday night for that episode. So if you are spoiler averse, we will see you then. But for everybody else, let's talk about our new HOH.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler
warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
Okay. All right. All right, we've got a lot of exciting stuff to talk about. All right, Donnie, do you know who the new HOH is?
Lord, no. I just been looking at the three of us. That's all I've been. Can we guess?
Yes,
Taryn. I'll guess.
Okay, all right. All right, so Donnie is going to guess. Donnie, who is the new HOH?
I want to say JC.
Okay.
What do you say?
JC, the new HOH.
Fake news.
No. No, sorry.
Yes.
One more guess. Let Donnie guess one more time. Give him a hint.
Give me a let's say Lord have mercy. Haley.
Is it Haley?
I have no idea.
Zero star.
No, I'm sorry. Sorry, Donnie. Well, I'll give you a hint.
She is a femme fatale all the way.
A femme fatale. I don't remember.
She likes taxidermy, Donnie.
Oh, Sam?
Yeah.
Wow.
Taryn, why in the world is
You know, Rockstar and Fessy went out pretty quickly. We lost a bunch of other people. It was coming down to JC, Casey, Tyler, Sam, and Caitlin.
Right. And
my money was on JC at that point, but then JC fell out of nowhere. I don't know if he threw it or what, because I would have pegged him for an easy win there. JC goes down. I would have put my money on Caitlin because she was the next shortest person, and she looked like she was pretty solid. But then Caitlin went down, and Casey followed her immediately, leaving Tyler and Sam up on the wall, or on the trees, I should say. And obviously, I don't even know what Tyler was doing there that long. At that point, Tyler decided to drop and
abort.
Give it to Sam, who is now going to be the HOH that she screws over. So she's screwing her own HOH over with her power.
Donnie, why in the world would Sam want to preside over a week to put two people up on the block that she knows neither one is going to go home?
Yeah, it don't make a lick of sense to me. I have no idea. She made her a target by making her look strong, and now she's going to have to nominate two people and make two enemies. I don't know what she was thinking.
Yeah, it seems like a crazy move. Taryn, I know that some people try to make it like Sam is out there playing 4D chess. I think that Brent said that the other day. But can you, like, is there any scenario where, okay, well, if she controls who's going up on the block, she can maybe hide who her allies are in the house, put Tyler and somebody else that she's working closely with up on the block. She knows they're not going to go home.
Well, no, because the power gets used at the end of the week. And so by the end of the week, everyone is going to know that it was a ruse and you're just putting your allies in danger in the first place. So you might as well just put up your enemies, which does expose where you are. Really, the only valid way to play this HOH is to nominate the two people you think do have a power to see if you can flush it out. And I hope that that is what they're thinking, because that's, again, like really the only point to owning this HOH. Anything else is just creating enemies for the sake of creating enemies.
Yeah. Scotty?
Does it make sense? It doesn't make sense. And C, it doesn't make sense.
That's worst case scenario, ain't it? Out of all of them, that was the person that needed to win it the least amount.
Yeah. I mean, I guess she gets a letter from home. That's a benefit. But
picture of her camper.
Picture of her, her camper, her taxidermy, perhaps. But yeah, Taryn, do you feel like, is this going to land more on the, okay, this could be a boring week, or does the insanity of Sam winning make you feel like this could be an interesting week?
I mean, I feel like, I don't know. There's potential. There's potential just because there is something strangely compelling about the idea that Sam is screwing her own HOH week over. Sam is a bit of a wild card. She could pull a move that nobody's expecting. They could, again, try and flush a power, which could be exciting if Bailey ends up using her power, thinking that this is a week that matters. Mm-hmm. But there's also a lot of potential that, pretty soon after the feeds come back up tonight, we get the plan. And we know how the plan is going to go down, and we know nothing's going to change, and that somebody's just going to come back. And it might be our first dud week of the season, but we have enough momentum to carry through.
Yeah, we'll see. I think we'll be fine. Taryn, based on what we know about Sam's power up, that would she have to announce that she was the holder of the power app for the person? Like, could she fake it that so whoever went out, you know, that there was an app, there was a power used? Do they have to say, okay, Sam's power app was used this week?
I don't know. I kind of assume that they'll just use it and just be like, oh, this, it's, I don't think she'll be forced to say it herself. Mm-hmm. But she might be. But it also doesn't really matter because, like I said, everyone knows about Sam's power. They know, and enough people know what Sam's power did, that it offered a chance for the evicted house guest to come back, that I think everyone would realize, oh, it didn't expire last week. It expired this week. So I don't think there's any way that she can get out of like, oh, what's this? I didn't know this was coming.
It's going to be so interesting. Donnie, is this possible that we could have like a Lawan type situation where there could be no fear of anybody going home this week, and it turns out that the challenge to get back in the game is harder than people anticipate?
It is a possibility, absolutely, because very much so. But the thing about it, like her two nominees, one of them could win veto and she'd have to nominate three people. Mm-hmm. And then all three could stay. That was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shades of Cody from week one from last season. So there, you know, there's a lot of intrigue, I think, that could still come out of all of this here in week four. You never know exactly how it's going to play out. Donnie, did you feel bad for Winston when he was talking to Julie Chen and he was like, yeah, I really hope you got some battle back or something. I'm really hoping you got something up your sleeve to get me back in this game. And
I didn't feel a bit bad.
Yeah. Julie's response was, so we've got some goodbye messages for you.
Yeah, well, let's see what your other house guest had to say. Okay.
Hey, Rob, have you tried to get Steve or Swaggy on?
So I have reached out to, I've been in contact with Steve, and that he said that he needed to get permission from the CBS network. And so I am going through the official channels to try to track them down. I would love to have any of the evicted house guests here with us. But of course, we want to, that they need to get approval from CBS. And so that is where we are at right now.
Okay.
But we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, okay. I'll be watching anyway.
Yeah. Let's take a couple other questions. Okay. Matthew wants to get on Taryn about the draft. Taryn, could this be your worst first pick ever? Donnie, Taryn picked Winston number one in the Big Brother draft this season.
Well, not really, because like I say, based on these profiles, I always do it kind of like y'all do it. When the profiles come out, I look at them. Last year, my favorite was Matt Klein.
Oh.
So I know how it goes. Yeah.
What were you trying to do?
fun fact, I don't think I've ever won any of the many drafts that I've won
based on
a first pick. Yeah. I don't think it's ever happened.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Team Taryn is down to Sam and Haley.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, not bad. I like
still
Haley.
Feeling good.
Hanging in there.
Yeah.
I like Haley a lot. Yeah. I said that that Scotty was my favorite guy, and Haley may be my favorite girl.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
All right. Let's take this question from Mandy. When was the last time we didn't have a unanimous vote in any of the first three evictions? Donnie, I said this last night, but I think that this is one of the reasons that this season has been so fun is that the House has not all voting with the House. And it was like by a vote of 12 to zero. All these votes have been competitive. All three of the votes that we've seen have had people saying they voted one way and actually voted the other. So these players have been very fun to watch this season.
Absolutely. I think that's another reason that makes it great. I was thinking about that earlier. And I only watch the TV show. So what makes it good for me is when I tune in on Thursday, I don't know who's going home.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah. Taryn, I mean, this has been the first Big Brother season I feel like that we've covered in a while that's been like this.
Yeah, absolutely, Rob. I tweeted this out a little while ago, but this is the first season I think in a long time, and probably the first season that I've covered. 17 was really good. I was really into that one too, but this really just captures my childhood experience of Big Brother when I'm just in love with it. I'm like just glued to the feeds. I'm loving what's happening. I'm loving the players, the strategy, the drama, what's going on the show. It's accurately representing what's happening on the feeds. It's there's so many things are going right, and I'm really, really loving it.
Yeah, it's very unpredictable. It's been a lot of fun. Edward Morris has a question. How does Tyler compare to Derek? Donnie, I know a lot of people have felt like, oh, Tyler is running everything, and he's the new Derek who is calling all the shots. Have you seen Tyler as a Derek-like player this season?
Kinda, because I went back and watched my season a couple times. This early on in the season, Derek was just really laying low and letting the chips fall how they may because he was in a big alliance. So this early, Tyler is seeming like a Derek, but it is early. You know, if someone said, Donnie, who would you pick to win right now? I would say as of right now, Tyler. You know, mm-hmm. I think he's playing the best game according to what we get to see. You know, I know he's got a lot of insight. It's where his insight comes from.
Yeah. Now, I think that I know he had some setbacks this week, Taryn, but I think he is. I know he's got a lot of irons in the fire, but I think he's positioned well to ride out the storm. Don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when we're talking about Derek, I think one of the big differences between Tyler and Derek is the people around Tyler. I think Tyler was hoping that the Caitlin, Sam, like one of these people would be his Victoria. And that's just not the case.
Yeah.
He's having a lot more trouble. Also, Tyler doesn't have the battle of the block to help him out.
Sure.
You know, if Scotty wins that HOH during season 16, then probably... let's say Rachel, who came in second, would have won the other one. And then they could have figured out how to get people to throw the competitions in such a way that Scotty doesn't end up as the HOH, which helps the majority out. So I think those are big differences in terms of that. But there is also like a sloppiness to Tyler. I think he does lack a bit of the precise strategy of Derek.
Exactly. I mean, Derek was what? Got to be like 10 years older than Tyler is. And Tyler is a lifeguard, whereas, Derek is a, a trained police officer. So I do feel like that, I know that he's in the Derek seat, but I still think that there's a big difference between these two players, Donnie.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay,
I can see why people say that, but there's a lot of game to go.
He certainly had the most control of the house through 27 days or whatever. Okay, question from Annie. For Donnie, of the remaining players left in the Big Brother house, who would be the best addition to the America's Favorite Player Facebook group or group text, assuming there is one? Donnie, is there a group text with all of the America's Favorite Players?
No, I've listened to this. I've never met or communicated with Cody.
Mm-hmm.
I have never met James. Who was the one? 18. I have met Victor. He's a pretty nice. He's a super nice guy. Mm-hmm. So no, I don't have none of them's number.
Okay.
What about Johnny Mack? Because he was America's Favorite Player of 17 Johnny in our hearts.
Yeah, he's my buddy. Him and Kevin are my buddy. Yeah. Okay. I do like Mac a lot. Yeah, I got him in my phone.
All right. So who will be America's Favorite Player for season 20, Donnie? Can you call it?
Yeah, I pretty much can. Yeah, I think it'll be Sam.
Sam. Okay.
What, femme fatale? Ain't that what you call it?
she's a femme fatale, I believe.
Okay.
She is a femme fatale all the way.
Taryn, do you want to plant the flag on America's Favorite Player?
I think Sam is a pretty good pick. I think that depending on how far Bailey gets, I think anyone that got a power app in the first 3 weeks mm-hmm. are big contenders. We did a poll of the RHAP audience, who their favorite player is at the moment, and the vast majority of them chose Tyler, but that could definitely change over the course of the season.
Yeah, that's not the thing that's a point in the favor of the season. I think there's not a clear cut. Oh, it'll definitely be this person. You could probably talk yourself into like five or six different people who could be in the running. This is a question from Cyborg Sesternino. It seems like that's a new one. Do you think Brett is scared about all the clairvoyants coming after him? There are literally dozens of them. Donnie, we saw Caitlin again talking about all the people with the metaphysical properties that he has alienated our group. He has slighted us, and we will not take this lying down, Donnie.
No, they won't mess with him. He might mess with them, but I don't think they'll mess with him.
Yeah, well, you don't want to. That's you don't want to offend any group, and that is certainly a group that you want to stay on the good side.
When he gets out tomorrow, he might have a group of pigeons fly over and poop on his head.
Grandpa Lou is coming.
A bunch of grandpas.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's do a couple more questions. John Densford, was it odd that Julie didn't reveal this is a reset week? So, Donnie, did you feel like that knowing the show like you know it, that Julie would have said, okay, and then don't forget that this week coming up is not going to matter. Won't count.
No, she wants it to be suspenseful. Plus, I think her teleprompter was messed up because she messed up like four or five times. So maybe she didn't read it right or something. But I don't think they want it to be suspenseful. Like maybe this person won't earn their way back in. Yeah, they don't want us to know what's going on until it happens.
Yeah, this is Michelle as a great tease who says, I'm guessing the live feed update tomorrow is going to be a long one. Look, the Friday updates are always great with Taryn, and we look forward to that. It should be a lot to talk about. I get mad at my family who try to talk to me when I'm trying to listen to Taryn, and I got especially mad last Friday when I needed to hear about everything that was going on during this HOH.
Fridays are always great. I get to talk to Puya. We get to talk about the new HOH and their plans for nominations. Always a good one to check out, those Friday morning updates.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's what it's going to be tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Eastern time, 7 a.m. Pacific. Taryn and Puya will break down what is going through Sam's robot brain and figure out exactly why she wanted to be HOH, who she's planning on putting up on the block in any any other plots that are happening, the fallout from Brett and Rockstar. Plenty to talk about tomorrow morning with Taryn and Pooya here. Of course, the live stream and the podcast version are available for you guys to check out. So be on the lookout for that on Friday. And then on Sunday night, boy, so much to talk about. Julie even teased.
And earlier this week, comments made by JC and Bailey sparked an intense conversation in the House about cultural sensitivity. Tune in to Sunday's episode to see this conversation and what transpired after.
We'll have it Sunday night, okay? Big Brother is no stranger to controversy. We'll talk about that on Sunday night. Jackie from Big Brother 17 will join us, of course. Another person, Donnie, that knows Rachel.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. She was there that night, too, with the twins.
Yes. Okay. And then, of course, Donnie, you know Eric Stein.
Oh, yeah. I went to Niagara Falls with him.
Whoa. And Eric Stein will be back on Monday to talk about everything that went on in this past Big Brother week. If you have questions for that show, send them in. Email bigbrother@robiswebsite.com or leave us voicemail at robiswebsite.com/voicemail or 323-282-RHAP. For the Summer of Stein podcast with Eric Stein. Always a lot of fun on Mondays. And of course, if you want to get even more RHAP, become a part of the RHAP patron community, much more, go to robhiswebsite.com/patron for more information on that. And Donnie, what a pleasure it's been to catch up with you tonight.
I appreciate it. I always look forward to being on the podcast and look forward to listening to y'all three times a week. I would like to listen more, but I do get the three episodes.
Well, Donnie, I really appreciate it that I know that you listen to the show and check it out when you're not on with us. So there's not that many alumni that are in that category, and we all really appreciate it.
Yeah, y'all got a lot of insight. These live feed correspondents, they know more than some house guest that's been in there. They really do. Yeah.
Well, again, Donnie, a low bar.
I'll be talking to my brother about something, and then they'll mention it too, and I'm like, hey, yeah, they know what's going on.
Yeah, there. How's your brother doing?
He's doing great. He's if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't.
I know he gets you all set up.
I got one of these antique phones that I don't know nothing about. I wouldn't even know how to check my email on a computer no more.
How are the Pop-Tarts, Donnie?
The Pop-Tarts.
Oh, good.
I'm getting fat.
Okay.
I like to eat Pop-Tarts and everything else.
All right. Well, Donnie, thank you again, and so much fun. Taryn, anything else you want to tell people?
No, just check out the update tomorrow. Check me out on Twitch, Taryn Armstrong. And I also want to thank Donnie. Donnie's the greatest.
I appreciate it. I feel like I don't do such a great job, but I do enjoy the show. And I thank you a lot.
Okay. All right. So be sure to be on the lookout for Taryn tomorrow morning. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes. Of course, thank you guys for watching, and we will talk to you on Sunday night. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.